Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. I am Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about the ability to bring Perry in as a coach or one of our executive coaches or facilitators, that's right, or if you're looking for some content or just if we can help, here's what we talk about. We are in the culture business. We want to help your leaders inside your organizations increase the engagement level and increase the really just kind of the connection between you and your team and the culture side of your business, help them become better communicators, whatever it might be, any competency around leadership, we want to be able to add value and serve. So if that is true, visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. There we have a form you can fill out and our team will be back in touch with you. Also, if you have a question, because we've had several questions, very, very helpful, where we want this to be relevant to what's going on in organizations around the world, put that there. And then Perry and I will see that. We'll even take the opportunity to talk about it and then even maybe develop a lesson around that. So today's topic is titled, How to Create Loyalty. Now, this is something that we don't talk a lot about. No. So what are you thinking?
Well, a few weeks ago, we did a podcast on the Great Resignation. What's a leader's role in a Great Resignation? If you're not familiar with that, you can see that podcast just a couple of weeks ago. But I gave a speaking live last week in an audience, and someone at the break came up and said, hey, really liked your podcast about the Great Resignation. I would love to have a question for you, which was, are you talking about loyalty in your team? Mm-hmm. How would you suggest a leader create loyalty? I thought, that's an interesting, we haven't ever talked about that, so maybe that'd be a good thing to talk about. She also said I didn't sound this tall. I don't know what that meant, but anyway.
I love it.
I thought we'd talk about loyalty.
Yeah, it's an interesting question and interesting comment about you not sounding that tall.
She said you did.
Yeah, that's right, like what's the difference, yeah. So after that podcast, right, I noticed a survey where it said 81% of workers said they were willing to leave their current position for a better job offer. Right. So I started digging around a little bit more because I think this is just – people can call it the Great Resignation, but that really doesn't really talk about what's happening. Like people aren't just resigning from their current role and then not coming to work, right? I saw this thing where it's called the extreme workplace shift.
Okay.
I thought, oh, okay, like that's what's happening, right? People are shifting from one place to another. And so what I thought would be interesting is I had this little graph. Now, there's all kinds of data and percentages out there. And
you
so this is just
you bought
this
a graph?
This is one of them. And listen, I'm close to being kicked off this podcast, and so I thought I better
be
prepared. You
might be in a promotion.
That's right.
I'm getting a graph.
And so it says, hey, why is turnover so high? What's going on in this Great Resignation of people moving different places? And so we want to look at this from the loyalty side, but to set that up, here's a couple of percentages that may not surprise you, but just want to set them. The first one is this movement of people is for 41% said, lack of work-life balance. You're not going anywhere, are you? Because I know that percentage, maybe, I was getting ready to say, that number seems a little low for our enterprise. And we're laughing about that, but we shouldn't be. The next one is lack of flexible work schedule. I think what we've all been through in the last, maybe this wasn't a good idea for me to bring this in here, but I think what we've all gone through with the COVID and the work from home and the remote has opened up eyes and people are saying, no, this is part of what I want to do, which I think also helps at times, maybe with work-life balance. The next one that they talked about was 30% said it's lack of remote work options, right? Why they're leaving, they're going different places.
Right.
And then the last two I'll share with you, another 30% was employees are switching careers past pursuing passions that they have and the organizations that support that. And the final one, we're going to address some of these today, is the 27% said there's lack of career growth opportunities. And so they're like, hey, I'm going to shift. I'm going to another place, another organization to where I can do that, which in turn, when you provide some of those things, creates this loyalty for your team members.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we have talked a bit about here is just realizing that people, they've joined your company When you join a company, you join for whatever, the culture, the reputation, the type of work you're going to do. There's lots of reasons you join, but there's really only one reason you leave, and that's because of your manager. You don't, you join the company, you quit a person. And the first thing I thought of that really, I think, builds or fosters loyalty in people is that when, that, and we have talked about this here, is about an intrinsic motivator. For most people, it comes about in three parts. I think we did a whole podcast on this, but is there a purpose? Do they have a purpose, something bigger than them that they're working with, something that they're doing? What, my why for being here? Do they have autonomy in doing the work? Do they? Do you let me know where we're heading, and then let me figure out how to get there. Yeah. So I have some ownership, some autonomy in that. And the third one was mastery. Am I growing? Am I getting better? Am I achieving mastery in this space? And I think if a leader is committed, if you think about that with everybody on your team, are they fulfilling a purpose? Are they connected to your why, their why connected to your why? Are they autonomous in how they can do their work? They have some freedom and they're growing in that. That's really, to me, what do you think? I was just, their starting point of loyalty to me was, I really want to be here.
Yeah, I think those are key, and that you set up. I think one other thing I just want to add to that is empowering the people on your team, create that loyalty where if I feel empowered in my work, I feel a sense of loyalty to that work, that team, to my leader. And so remember, we can't just go out and just empower somebody to empower somebody as leaders. You know that we've all been burned by probably trying to do that. And so what we need to really make sure is that we model that for them, that we then equip them, and then we develop them, right? Again, another process you can put in place when it comes to empower somebody. But I think if a leader makes an effort to equip it and develop someone, that is a huge, I know for it is for me, a huge factor in being loyal to that organization.
Yeah, I agree for sure. I think we shortcut sometimes. I hired you, I put you in your job, now you're empowered.
Yeah.
And I forgot to model, equip, and develop you before I empowered you.
Good luck.
I have no sense of loyalty for that.
Yeah.
All this points to what I think probably is the largest component of loyalty. I'll let you speak to this, but the question is, do I have a future here? Is there a path to where I want to go? This means a leader's got to invest time in what each person in learning where is it they want to go. What is their career path in their mind? Are they trying to be promoted? Are they trying to climb the ladder? Not everyone will want to be promoted and climb the ladder. I remember the very first excellent salesperson I saw on a team, my very first management job, he was fantastic. I said, I'm going to get you promoted to a manager. And he said, if you do, I'll quit.
Yeah,
I thought, no, they didn't want to do that, but some will. If you know what the future looks like, and for each person, you can help them map out that journey and really identify gaps that they may have in getting there. You want to go from here to there? I don't think you're ready, but now we have a plan. I can work on your growth plan to help you with that. And that's where I think where the equipping and developing comes in. But, you know, if I know where I have a future here, my loyalty component just went up immensely.
Yeah, and a key part of that is having conversations about what that team member wants their future to be.
Yeah.
Right? Because to your point, the example of that salesperson, I know another individual in the financial side of the world where his goal was never to lead one person the rest of his entire life, right? Like he just wants to be an individual contributor, extremely incredible at it, can do things financially that I cannot, but they desire not to be able to do that. Now, if you were trying to force that individual into a career path role, you may lose them for that purpose. Remember, going back to the percentages that we shared, almost 28% of your team, they're looking for this or they're leaving because they don't have this. And so make sure that you continue to do that.
But thinking about a person like that, let's say that I want to have a future here. I want to be here, but I don't want to climb your hierarchy here. I just want to do what I'm doing. That doesn't let you off the hook for loyalty. Now, what is the growth path for that person?
Yeah.
Is it mastery? Go back to the three
motives.
Right. Is it purpose? What am I going to do to help that person feel that loyalty that you have a future here?
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to be promoted, you just want to be the best you can possibly be at that. What can I do to help you with that?
That's good. And remember, John says that they're going to join your team for one reason, but they don't stay for that same reason. So what are we continually doing to think about adding value to them, whether they want to lead or they don't? And we got to make sure that we're focused on that. So the other thing, too, I'll add here that I think is really important to consider is generational differences.
Yes.
That may be present in how people view loyalty, generational loyalty, right?
Huge. I think it's bigger.
It's different. Yeah. And you got to understand their perception of what loyalty is and what that looks like in order to be able to do that so that you can make sure maybe it is this life work balance. Maybe it's more around purpose. But you got to know the end state of the individual and what loyalty means to them. Now, we're not saying go and sit down and say, hey, Perry, what's it mean to be loyal around here, right? Like, you got to ask the question behind that question. You got to do a little bit of discovery, a little bit of reconnaissance mission to make sure that you understand. But, man, it is different for generations. They especially younger ones, what we found is it's more about the purpose, and they don't necessarily stay in one place too long. And especially if they don't see the value of them and their purpose, maybe like you and I did, or maybe I know for sure our dads, right? It's just completely
I thought you were going to really stick me there with the, hey, Perry, about your generation.
I was not. I'm trying to be nice to you.
Yeah, you were. But, you know, to your point, though, my generation, whatever that might be, we to stay a long term with a company was kind of expected. You didn't really think about moving unless there was an obvious reason. I noticed my kids coming up, they don't accept a lot of loyalty toward a company, but they do have loyalty toward that feeling of purpose, that feeling of well-being, that balance. They said that's you know where loyalty comes in with them. And if I as a company, as a leader, can provide that, then their loyalty then would look toward me to do that. It's really, I think the generational thing's a big deal. Let me ask you this. Thinking about it, culture, we talk a lot about culture, but what does culture in your mind have to do with how loyal someone's going to be?
Yeah, you know, I was before I go there, I was having this thought just a minute ago while you were talking about different generations, your kids, for example, that the loyalty is towards the causes, the purpose more than the organization. I wonder even too what the shift would be like of their loyalty towards leaders that lead them down to causes and purposes and all that kind of stuff, and where that may show up when a leader goes to a different organization and they're jumping and going to a different organization because of the impact that leader. So just the thought of, you know, it's different. It's different from everybody. Right, and so you need to kind of be aware of that. So as we think about this from a culture standpoint, we talk about the definition of kind of culture for us is how do we think, act, and interact inside with each other. And remember, Perry and I say all the time, your culture is going to happen whether you design it or not. It's going to happen, and you don't want it to happen by default. And so how are you continually communicating your core focus, your core values that supports the mission, that supports the purpose, that aligns with people and why they're inside your organization? Because when that alignment happens, I think their engagement level and their loyalty increases. And so... But when it doesn't align, they're going to check out on you. And I know we've seen this where we do some cultural assessments on the front end, working with some organizations. And in there, we talk about one of the sections is what their values, what they desire them to be, and then what they actually are, how they're living them out. And oftentimes, we see a pretty big gap in that assessment. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for sure. I thought I'd just mention some of the characteristics of leaders who I think encourage loyalty on their team. And this is if you've any follower of ours, you know, this is stuff we talk about a lot, but your own self-awareness and the humility that you put forward, authenticity, you know, being honest, teachable, approachable, vulnerable, I'm just thinking about the buy-in that you generate, the connection you generate with people. We talk about going from level one, people follow because they have to making that, giving you permission at level two to be their leader, that generates a lot of loyalty when you are someone that someone on your team wants to, I want to buy into. Yeah. I'm bought into you and that connection. And also think about that inclusive leader we talk about, that people, when I'm with you, I feel safe, welcome, valued, relevant. That generates a lot of loyal feelings as well. So I don't want to overlook the characteristics of just great leadership. Yeah. That John says everything rises and falls on leadership. Well, loyalty rises and falls on leadership as well.
It does. And as you become this leader where there's that loyalty, also, you know, Perry gave us a great list, but one of the things too is make sure you're giving them feedback. Make sure they're having constant communication with where they're at. Oh man, I don't want to get started on this about annual reviews, but you shouldn't just do it annually, right? And if you do and you walk in, they shouldn't be surprised by the conversation you're having. And so what is that on a real-time basis so that you can give them feedback? You can help coach them through that. This reminds me of one of our thought leaders, Jeff Henderson, to where he's like, hey, people on the team need to feel that the leader is for them, not just wanting something from them. Mm-hmm. He also talks about it even from an organizational standpoint with our customers and our end users. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible course, incredible content. Again, it's just something that we deliver to organizations. So
yeah, no, it's a great thing about generating loyalty where people that buy in and people want to be a part of you and what you're doing. Spectacular. But why don't you wrap it up for us? And
So we talked about some negative percentages and kind of like, oh man, what happens if they're not loyal? And I gave you some data on the front end. Let me give you some maybe a little encouraging data on the back end. 94% of employees would stay at the company longer if the company invested in them personally. Mm. Again, there's a bunch of different data out there. So this one says 94%. So man, just think about how are we developing our people? How are we adding value to them? You know, the other side of that is the turnover is so expensive. We often have leaders that are like, you know, I don't have room in my budget for that. Or what's the return on investment? And I go, well, can I see your turnover percentage? Because the average cost of your turnover is about 30% of the individual's salary or compensation to make that turnover switch. And so I'm like, can we add that number up real quick? Because we could probably help you reduce that number. And so, man, 94% of our team would want to stay if we are investing in them. And what I give you that stat is because if we invest in them and we develop them and we do some of these things that Perry and I talked about, you're going to create loyalty in those team members.
Fantastic. Well, great stuff, Chris. And thanks for bringing charts and figures. That was quite
Don't expect it.
A for today.
Don't expect it.
Well done. You get an A today, too, for joining us. Thank you so much. If you want to know more about Five Levels or 360 or anything that we do, coaching offerings, you can go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a comment or a question for us there. You can also download the learner guide, the show notes from this episode. And also, just a reminder, we did episodes on feedback, probably two or three. If you don't know about feedback, it's such an important point that you added there at the end. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for joining. We're always grateful that you would spend this time with us. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.